blackbird, blackbird, it's a blackbird, blackbird, blackbird. Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye.
You think he's been listening to a little too much Four Freshmen?
No. He's been listening to a little too much Wayne Newton.
No, man, it's a great arrangement.
Do you like Wayne Newton?
Blackbird is a lot. Well, it's over.
It's great.
I don't like it. I like.
It's over what?
I don't know.
I don't like his choice of material.
Wayne Newton.
No, man, he could sing some great shit, but he sings all the Sammy Davis songs and
he wants to be a major star, and he thinks he'd get that way by doing what every other major star has always done.
Except for his last album, did like Monday, and things like that.
Really? That's all right.
Boots.
Did you hear
Boots?
Bobby Darin's new one.
Let's go.
Fucking album's good. Fucking album smashing it is. Fucking smashing.
Someday, when the time is right, I gotta tell you what happened and what was said, because it isn't funny.
Hi, folks. Ralph Williams, president of RCA Victor Records.
This is Ronnie Shogun, president of Capitol Records.
And Jerry was...
What did Jerry say? He said something really funny, too. Which one did he say? He said,
how could he possibly say anything funny?
He was really a funny guy.
He is, too, man.
They're really great people.
Yeah, when did he...
His Big Jack was his all-time great number, man.
What?
Big Jack.
Big Jack was groovy, and but his bullshit on stage, man. Unbelievable. Cyrus will be up there doing things. He'd be wham, throwing things over his shoulder, which is great.
He lost a lot of that as he grew older. He started getting stoned and stuff, and he didn't want to do it. You know, he got inhibited. He used to hate Big Jack in college concerts. Got discouraged.
He grew that mustache, and it changed his image changed him.
Were we to get back together now, he would, you know, fall right back into the groovy bag again. It's possible.
Jesus, I wish you would, man. It was one of the greatest vocal groups going.
Woo!
Well, we're making records at that rate. We go out on the road when the offers get like the $6,000-$7,000 if the record ever hits.
The greatest version of
Nighttime Girl.
Fuck, what in the hell was that song?
Hey, I really like that song, man. I'm sorry.
Ox Driver. And Ted Dills and Ox Driver.
To my radio.
Did you ever hear Ted do Ox Driver?
Yeah. I heard the record. Your Warner Brothers.
Well, his record wasn't, but no, man. What they used to do in concert was really great.
I never heard them in concert until you were a rock group.
Oh, concerts were the greatest when we were a rock group. We used to do just a little bit of each, man. We'd do a whole folk half, and then we'd do a whole rock half. Fantastic.
Go fuck yourself, and let's do this.
Can we do this once, just for once, you crumb?